chance for Kuznetsov. A rebound, score! T.J. Oshie!
You know, you can't win in the playoffs without heavy commitment. If you think you can, you're just fooling yourself. So everybody's in.
Kuznetsov, centering pass, Wilson shoots, he scores! Chance, moves in front, shoots, he scores.
Our whole team is put in the work to get to where we're at right now today.
He gives him the pterodactyl as he goes to the corner. Devontae Smith-Pelly, two goals in two games. Are you kidding me? The Capitals are one win away.
They're great and they're building. We're not scared of their building. We've proved it that we're very good on the road. We're going to go there and put our best effort in there. We haven't played our best game, which is exciting to me.
This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to For the Pod.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of What the Puck. It is a Washington Capitals podcast. Thank you for listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. Well, I never thought I would say these words, but the Capitals are one win away from hoisting Lord Stanley. They lead the series against the Vegas Golden Knights 3-1, and they are heading to the desert now to claim the cup. Unfortunately, not joining me, as always, is Coach Dan. He has a birthday in the family this week, and he's out at dinner right now. And I was like, dude, what is more important than Lord Stanley's Cup? Well, you know, family is. So he is going to be back, hopefully, after the Caps win the Cup. But anyway, I thought I'd do a show anyway before Game 5, because I actually went down to Washington, D.C. and enjoyed Game 4 from outside Capital One Arena. Thought I'd tell you guys the story about that. So me and a couple friends, Barry and Aubrey, they're a married couple that I actually was the officiant for their wedding. And there's more story to that there, but that's for another time. You guys might remember them from a couple years ago. They went with me to the NHL draft when it was in Philadelphia, and we got to see Nathan Walker's name get called, and he became official part of the Washington Capitals organization. But the three of us have always been big-time Capital fans. We love the Caps. They're our hockey team. We go to Caps games, Bears games, at least once a year. So, when the chance came up, I actually worked last Saturday during Game 3, and I had off Monday due to my schedule being a work day as a Saturday. And they were leaving work early as well, and we decided, let's go down, let's check out Fallout Boy. They're playing a free concert, and we'll watch the game outside. So we packed up a couple waters, we packed up some chairs, some lawn chairs brought with us, and started our trek from Baltimore down to D.C. So we get down there in like pretty good record time, like 40 minutes, which was not bad at all. And we're looking for parking, and Barry thought he had a lead on a garage that was going to be pretty cheap and not too far away. And sure enough, what happens? Somebody pulls out on street parking. And he pulls right in, and it's street parking. You have to pay until 6:30. There's a two-hour limit. What time did we pull up? 4:30. After 6:30, it's free. So we got some street parking, paid our $5, and boom, we were ready to go. Didn't have to worry about paying meters or anything like that. It was awesome. So we head out on our walk towards the stadium, and we find, I guess it's G Street, where they're setting up for the concert. And we got there, we set up our chairs, and it, you know, it was a good crowd, not a great crowd just yet. And believe me, it filled in quite quickly. And the coolest part was that Fall Out Boy had to come out, and they had to do a little, a rehearsal almost for the cameras and that kind of stuff. So they just were like, all right, we're just out here to play like three songs. So what songs do you guys want to hear? And one of the Caps fans out there said, Sugar, We're Not Going Down. They made up a sign and you know, put that up. And Pete Wentz was like, you know what? We're not playing that one later. Let's play that one. And they played Sugar, We're Going Down, which actually was one of my favorite songs in college. And it was great to hear that live. I've never seen Fall Out Boy live. And I've always been a big fan. So it was nice. They played a couple songs there, and then they, you know, left the stage. And then at 6 o'clock, Fall Out Boy comes back on. They play for about 20 minutes, which some of the Caps fans, I guess I should call them bandwagon fans, really, didn't realize that this wasn't a full-fledged Fall Out Boy concert. They were only there for TV. So they were a little ticked off that Fall Out Boy played the hits and then got out of there and only did their 20-minute set because they were going to be performing inside the arena before puck drops. So they played their new song. They played Centuries. They played My Songs Know What You Did in the Dark, whatever that song is. I think that's what it's called. And then, boom, they were out the door, ready to go. So there were some fans there that were not Caps fans, but Fall Out Boy fans, and they were a little disappointed. But really, how can you be disappointed on a night like that? So we waited a little bit longer, and the game finally started. And, man, what a crowd. I know people saw on TV how many fans were out there. I mean, I have no idea how many fans were out there. I want to say it was like 10,000 fans. That's what it felt like. And they were all packed in like sardines. And I've never experienced something like that before. You know, I've been to hockey games. I've been to football games. I've done, you know, all kinds of different sports. But I've never experienced something like that. This, if you are in the D.C. or Maryland or Virginia area and this ever happens again, go and support your team because, man, this was just unbelievable. There was so much excitement, so much anticipation, so much assurance that the Caps were going to move on in this game. I mean, it was just unbelievable to see. Chance, we want the cup. Let's go Caps. You know, whenever somebody was on TV, OV, OV, Oshie, Oshie, Holt B, Holt B. All different kinds of cheers, which was actually really fun to be a part of. So everybody was going nuts at the start of the game because we had those close calls with Braden Holtby, the puck hitting the goalpost, and everybody just screaming, oh my God, what was that? And then the Caps got their first power play. I started recording with my phone at that point because I knew this power play was going to win. This power play was going to get a goal because this power play has been absolutely fantastic. I mean, had a little struggles against the Penguins, but they were able to bounce back, and they have looked great against Tampa Bay, and they looked great against Vegas, and I knew somebody was going to score. So I got my phone out, and I started recording the crowd reaction, and here's a little clip of that, of the first goal. I mean, just pandemonium when this goal went in. It was just fantastic. So that was goal one from TJ Oshie on the power play. You know, one of my favorites. Yeah, I got a jersey of TJ Oshie. And everybody, the excitement was already building at that point. And then to end the first period with being up 3-0. Holy cow. I mean, unbelievable. You got calmed down from the first goal and boom, the next one happened. It was just crazy pandemonium outside that arena. So we stayed throughout the second period. Again, the Caps look great. And, you know, Barry Aubrey and I, we love that kind of excitement. We love everything. But we knew, you know, we got to drive all the way back to Baltimore. And we have work. They had work in the morning. I didn't work until 2 the next day. But we're like, man, what do we do? Because this is going to be just insane. Everybody's going to be going crazy. People are going to be running through the streets. We know the Caps are winning. What do we do? So I said, why not during the second intermission, why don't we leave? Like, let's pack up our chairs. Let's get out of here. And let's hit the road. And that's what we did. And so we packed everything up. We got through the sea of people. I mean, that alone took 20 minutes just to, you know, walk 10 feet because everybody was packed in there. And it was during intermission. So people were, you know, doing different things, not really focused on one thing. So we waited and waited and waited and then got through. And I do have to say, applause to the police department of Washington, D.C. I was a little apprehensive about going down to D.C. in such a big area because, I mean, we've seen how cruel the world is in the last couple years and how there have been, you know, attacks outside of like the Ariana Grande concert over in England. And we've seen, you know, people take, you know, U-Hauls and smash them through crowds or bike trails up in New York and that kind of stuff. And I was like, man, you know, I don't know. I feel a little unsafe being in such a packed area of people. It seems like an easy target. But as I was leaving that area, the DC police department was completely aware and knew what to do. And they actually blocked off the streets with like giant trash trucks. Like they're not the trash trucks that you throw like your garbage in the back, but it's like the kind of trucks that are big steel trucks that kind of look like a pickup truck, but you know, just massive, massive trucks. And they had that one blocking the street. And then they had cop cars blocking other sections off. So there was no straight line. If someone were to do something really horrific and stupid and terrible, there was no way they were going to be able to pick up speed and get through the crowd or anything like that. So they kind of use these trucks as barricades, and that's actually really smart and actually made me feel really safe that, you know, that the police department was taking care of, the fans like that. So, thank you. Thank you to the DC Police Department for doing that. I was kind of shocked that they had that forward thinking. But, you know, I'm going to think twice about being apprehensive about going out places like that because I felt very safe seeing that. So unfortunately, that's a world we live in where we have to think about that kind of stuff. But that is a truth about, you know, what's going on. But anyway, so we go to the car, we get in the car, and we start hitting the road. And of course, we are going to listen to John Walton, and he is going to tell us what's going on in the third period. So we kind of hit the road where, and, you know, Golden Knights come back and they score one, they score two. And, you know, I'm a little worried about that. But at the same time, I'm kind of realizing John Walton is kind of has to stretch his time out too. He's not, you know, he's not going Ovi to this, Ovi to that, da 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 da, and just calling the action the entire time. He knows he can breathe a little bit, which is probably what I should do too, because I'm going so fast through this story. But John Walton had time to talk about the future. He had time to recap the series against the Knights, to recap the series against Tampa, against Pittsburgh, against Columbus. He had time to talk about the entire regular season and how the Capitals didn't really look like a Capitals team until, you know, after Thanksgiving. It took them a while to get into the swing of things, that there was some real struggles coming out of training camp and a lot of question marks. And I realized, wow, you know, halfway through the third period, he can talk about this kind of stuff because the Caps are breathing a little bit. They have a lead. They are dominating this series. It doesn't have to be, you know, bite your nails, you know, every time somebody else touches the puck. And that was actually great. So, I mean, John Walton, he's been a guest on this show before. He's an absolute talent, and we're lucky to have him do the radio broadcast for the Capitals, because he's one of the best in the business. And it was great to hear that. And we hit Baltimore right as the game was ending, and it was wonderful to see M&T Bank Stadium, where my Baltimore Ravens play. It's my other podcast, The Call, that you can listen to if you're a Ravens fan. It was lit up red to show support for the Washington Capitals. I love seeing that between these two cities, because I know I'm not the only Baltimorean who enjoys watching some Caps hockey. Baltimore's got a very rich tradition of hockey in the city. I mean, they've got the Skipjacks, the Clippers. I went to Baltimore Bandits games when I was a kid. I mean, there's so much hockey history in Baltimore that a lot of people forget. Hershey Bears and the Skipjacks were arch rivals. Skipjacks were actually a Pittsburgh Penguin farm team. I don't know if that would fly nowadays, to be honest, if Baltimore was a Pittsburgh farm team. I would love to see a minor league team come back to Baltimore, but we do need a new arena, so we'll see what happens there. But we get back to Baltimore, and the Caps are now up 3-1 in the series. And one more win. The Capitals are one win away from Lord Stanley. So the next game is Thursday night in Vegas at 8 o'clock, and they could win it all in the desert. They could hit the jackpot per se, if you want. And I would love to see that happen. And there's a lot of fans out there going, "Well, let's have them lose the next game, and then bring the game back to D.C. so they can win it in D.C." Now, I would love to see the Capitals win it in front of their home team on home ice, but you can't at this point give the Golden Knights any kind of breathing room. You know, they are very frustrated. They are angry at themselves for the type of play that they've had. And if you give them any sort of a lifeline, they will take it. And who knows what they'll do? They could run with it. The Capitals need to vanquish the Knights in Game 5. You could tell the Caps have outplayed the Vegas Golden Knights in all four games. To be honest here, that first win that the Vegas Golden Knights got was because of that Ryan Reeves no-call cross-check. That should not have been a goal. We could be talking about the Caps hoisting Lord Stanley up right now, potentially, if it wasn't for that goal being allowed. But anyway, you know, the Capitals need to just take them out in Game 5. And I don't see how the Caps don't, to be honest. The Capitals have played an absolutely fantastic round of hockey. They're doing everything that they need to. They're doing everything right that they should be doing. The biggest part to me, there's two things that really stick out of why the Capitals are doing so well. They've won three in a row. Braden Holtby, and the fact that we have so many different guys scoring goals. The last game that we had, game four, it was six different goal scorers for the Capitals. That's huge. It's not just Ovi. Ovi is a huge part of this team. Don't get me wrong. But the fact that Yevgeny Kuznetsov and TJ Oshie and you know, surprise of the year, Devontae Smith-Pelly is scoring goals. And we have John Carlson scoring goals. We had Brooks frickin' Orpik score a goal in this series. The fact that there's so many different offensive weapons is huge. That was always the Achilles heel for the Capitals under Barry Trotz, is that not all four lines were rolling. You know, you had Ovi's line, and then you maybe had TJ Oshie's line. It was the top two, and that was it. Now you got to worry about everybody. Connolly, you got to worry about. Devontae Smith-Pelly, you got to worry about. Lars Eller, the Tiger, you got to worry about him. Jay Beagle, I mean, he's had some great passes to set up some goals. I mean, it is goal scoring city for these guys right now. And it doesn't hurt either that they're up against Marc-Andre Fleury. Marc-Andre Fleury has been the Vegas Golden Knights' best player this entire year. No doubt about that. He's a future Hall of Famer. No doubt about that either. But the Capitals have history with Fleury. They know him. They know his habits. They know what to expect from him. And yeah, that has killed the Caps in the past. It has. I mean, he has saved the Penguins from many a games where the Capitals looked like they were going to come out with a win. But can he do the same in Vegas? I don't think so. When Fleury is on, he is on 100%. But when he is off, man, floodgates are open. And the Capitals are taking every single advantage they can. They need to have it in their minds that Game 5 is the final game. They got to get it done. That has also been a thing in the past that has killed the Capitals, is that they're like, you know who said this? Alan May said this on a Facebook Live in Tampa, where he said Carl Alsner was here, and he's like, well, we got 7 games, so we can take him out in 7 games. And Alan May was like, why are you saying that out loud? Even if you're thinking that, don't say that out loud. Don't let anyone else think that. That's a terrible thing to think. No, get them done and get them done now. Let's finish it. Look at, you know, you're so close to the finish line. Don't wait till game 7. What are you thinking? And, you know, maybe it's good that Carl Alsner isn't a part of this team anymore, because if that mindset was in there, it's a bad mindset to have. Right now you have Alex Ovechkin, and he's leading by example. He's going out there and he's showing the guys what kind of passion he has for this game. So many times. How many times have we seen the headlines? Does he still have it? Is there passion for the game? Is there passion for this team? Is Ovechkin just doing this for a paycheck? I think the obvious answer right now is no. Yeah, he's had some early exits back in the day in the playoffs. But this right now, this is a brand new Ovechkin, and this is a brand new time. You know, there's all the stats you can throw up about Holpe or Ovechkin or Oshie or any of these guys. The majority of these players have never gotten this far in the playoffs. So you take all those stats, throw them out the window. I hate stats. I am not a guy who's going to be crunching the numbers and say, well, on Wednesdays, normally, da-da-da-da-da. Nah, come on. This game's about passion. It's about heart. It's about skill. And it's about will. Will over skill. And these guys have it. There's so many players out here that are saying, like, this is just going to be another game. Yeah, there's, you know, we can see the Stanley Cup glistening in the sun, the desert sun. But we're not thinking about that right now. We're thinking about how to get a win in the next game. And if they come to Fleury with an onslaught like they did in Game 4, Game 3, Game 2, even Game 1, these guys can win Game 5. There's no doubt in my mind. Braden Holtby, you know, he got his butt saved. Let's be honest. He got his butt saved in Game 4 a couple times by some bad ice and a goalpost. Will they have the puck luck Game 5? Who knows? I mean, we all know the Vegas ice is going to be very choppy. It always is very choppy in Vegas because it's the friggin' desert. It's going to be hot. It's going to be humid tomorrow. So, yeah, the ice is going to be choppy. You got to get used to it. First 10 minutes of this game are going to be very telling for both sides. You know, this is the Golden Knights' potentially last shot. You know, every single game to them from now on could be their final game, and they're going to be playing like that. It's going to be hard to do that in consecutive games or even consecutive periods. But can they do it? I don't know. I don't think they can. I think the Caps are too good right now. I don't want to count my chickens before they hatch, but I still feel like this is a fantastic Capitals team that can win it all. But Holpe's got to be on his game. You know, Holpe said we still – I think even Barry Trotz and Holpe both echoed the same thing. We still have yet to play our best game of hockey. And that's a scary thing because this game has looked great. This team has played the game perfectly. You know, maybe not perfectly. Maybe 98.9% perfect. But very close. Braden Holtby, though, does have to watch himself, know where the crease is, know where the puck is, because Game 4, he did get a little lucky on some of those shots. Not a perfect game by Braden Holtby. However, it looked like it was almost going to be a shutout. So, I mean, it's hard to complain about anybody on this team at this point because they are playing so fantastic. We saw in Game 1 when the Capitals got a couple goals, the Vegas Golden Knights answered back almost immediately and scored on Braden Holtby. Now, that's been a trait of theirs throughout the entire regular season, but it seems like the Caps did some homework. They saw what was going on, and they shut it down in Game 2, 3, and 4. That's a really good sign that this team is learning still. With it being the Stanley Cup final, they're still learning, still trying to figure out who the best team really is. The Capitals know they're a great team. They've got confidence. They want to win. They see themselves as underdogs, and that's the key right there. They need to continue to think that they have something to prove. And I think on Thursday night, they're going to prove that they are the best team in the league, best team in the world. And I can't wait to see it. The series has been absolutely fantastic. I mean, even if you are a bandwagon fan, you're watching this going, man, I'm going to watch this in October because this is some great hockey. This is a lot of fun. And I hope you guys enjoyed this show. I mean, it's just me here kind of talking, no Coach Dan, you know, giving you wrong information, as he does. But who knows? Who knows down the line? So hopefully by next week, Coach Dan will be back, and we will be talking about a Stanley Cup champion Washington Capitals team. Ooh, man. Just saying it. That's just crazy. But it's going to be a long work day tomorrow. You know, it is going to be a long 8 hours going through work, thinking about what the Caps are doing, how they're practicing, making sure, you know, everyone's as close to 100% as they can be. Because we know, you know, Backstrom and a couple other guys are kind of playing a little hurt. But that's another thing. You know what? That's another thing we got to bring up here. I never realized how dirty the Vegas Golden Knights are. Man, what a lot of embellishment. From this team. A lot of throwing their hands up in the air. I mean, maybe that is just the signs of a desperate team looking for, you know, any way to win because they know that they can't break through the defense and they can't get to Holtby and they can't get shots off as you just be frustrated, throw your hands in the air and act like you got hit in the face when really you hit yourself in the face. But I don't know. I didn't watch the Golden Knights close enough throughout the year to see if they did this all the time, but they look like they embellish a lot. They look like they're always begging for penalties on the other team so they can get on the power play. I don't know if that's one of their traits. I hope it's not, because you don't want the game to end that way. But you know, it was a bad hit on Oshie to end game four. Happens a lot with this team. Ryan Reeves kind of embellished a little bit as well. He hit himself in the face with his own stick at one point in game four. So maybe that's another thing the Caps have to watch out for. You know, Tom Wilson, stay out of the box. TJ Oshie, stay out of the box for this last, not last game. It's game five. Hopefully the last. I should say that. Hopefully the last. I'm not trying to look ahead too far, though. Hopefully the last game. Stay out of the box. Do not let these guys agitate them. Don't, they're going to be saying stuff, they're going to be acting a certain way, they're going to be embellishing. Don't fall into that trap. Yeah, it's frustrating to be out there and trying to win a game when these guys, you know, are playing checkers while you're playing chess, as my buddy Josh says. But, you know, they can't be sucked in by that Vegas scheme, you know? You know, it's kind of like playing poker in Vegas, you know? You got to play the cards. Wait, no, that's wrong. See, this is why I don't do good at cards. You can't play the player, not the cards. That's what you do in poker. You know, you can't, you know, you gotta, you don't let them suck you in. Don't let them dictate how to play the game. Slow the game down. Let the Caps do what they got to do. And they'll be walking away with Stanley Cup hoisted above their heads. No more white Russian jokes. You know, I'll take an Alex Ovechkin. It's a white Russian without a cup. Real original jerk. But no more of them. I don't want to hear that anymore. So game five. I don't know like what else to say here, you know. Where can they improve? I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, maybe like Varana or Burakovsky could get a goal, but I mean, what they're doing on the ice, they're still doing a really good job. I mean, Varana's got some wheels. He is making it hard for a lot of these Vegas Golden Knights to get an icing call or anything like that, because Varana's just got some wheels. They're doing their jobs correctly. The only other person I can really think of, maybe Braden Holtby, because he was really open in net. But that also could be, you know, the support he had on defense. Nobody thinks they've played the perfect game yet, which is a good way of thinking. You still got stuff to learn, even though you're at game five, up 3-1 in the series. But Braden Holtby's doing fine. Verana's doing fine. Burakovsky's doing fine. If we can keep Niskanen and Eller doing what they were supposed to be doing and not having a bad game, we've seen them have bad games before. I think everybody's head right now is, though, let's end this. on Thursday in Vegas. Let's hoist the cup. You know, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. We got to stay focused on the 60 minutes of hockey that you got to play before you hoist the cup. You can't hoist it just yet. So play that 60 minutes of hockey. Do it well. I think I have all the confidence in the world that the Capitals can do it. They can win it. They can finish off the Golden Knights in five. Ryan Jensen said it from NBC Sports Washington. He tweeted it out. Doesn't care if it ages well or not. Caps in five. And hopefully that's what we see on Thursday. So I'm going to say that's pretty much it for What the Puck this week. I hope you guys enjoyed the solo show that I had here. I know it's not, you know, the in-depth analysis like you would like every single week with Coach Dan, but I had some stuff to say I wanted to get off my chest before Game 5. This team is great. They got a, you know, they're not the best just yet, but I do believe down the road, you know, we'll see what happens. So if you guys want to continue the conversation with myself, you can tweet to me at Brando Cash. And go over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. Like us over there. Whenever a new show comes out, you'll be the first to know. And I've been sharing as many videos and photos as I possibly can. Hopefully I am in your newsfeed, because the way the algorithm works for Facebook, I don't think I am, because it says like I reach like four people. And that's it. Oh, man. But anyway, go like us over there, facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. So we do the show for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, the Baltimore Sports Support Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. All I ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show. Write us an Apple Podcast review, and then let us know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat and Vero, anywhere you are social on the web with your phone. Say, I'm a Washington Capitals fan, been for a long time, or maybe I'm new. I don't care, but the What the Puck guys are getting you ready for the Stanley Cup Final. That's all we ask in return. Just share the show with your friends. Let them know the Caps are trying to bring Lord Stanley to D.C. So that's pretty much it for the show this week. Game 5 on Thursday night, June 7th at 8 o'clock on NBC Sports. Say it loud, say it proud. Let's go, Caps.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jax. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.